Welcome to the Deep Dive. We've got quite a timely topic lined up for today. We're going to dive into how artificial intelligence is, well, frankly, revolutionizing transportation and the way cities are managed.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating area right now, especially with all the, examples you sent in. It seems like almost every city is trying to use AI to, solve problems and make life better for people.
Definitely. And it's striking how AI is being used to try and create these, smarter cities that are more livable.
Right. And I think that resonates with a lot of us. I mean, think about the kind of universal challenges we all face when we live in cities, right?
Oh, yeah.
The traffic, always trying to find parking,
Yeah, constantly.
trying to navigate public services, and just that general desire to live in a city that's, not just efficient, but actually a place you enjoy being.
Exactly. And that's where AI is really starting to make a difference, isn't it? So, to really explore this, we're going to go deep into five specific case studies. All based on the amazing sources you sent in. We'll be looking at Singapore, Barcelona, London, Dubai, and Hangzhou.
And each of those offers a really unique perspective on how AI is being implemented. Like right off the bat, you see how different their approaches are. Some are really laser focused on like optimizing traffic flow, while others are looking at more like intelligent management of resources. And some are going for this like full-blown citywide AI integration. It's really amazing to see the variety.
Yeah, the range of applications is pretty mind-blowing. So, in this deep dive, our aim is to kind of extract the most interesting and useful insights from all these examples.
Yeah.
Those surprising facts and figures and those key takeaways that show us the real-world impact AI is having on these urban landscapes.
It's about seeing what works, what's promising, and what we can learn from these different approaches.
Exactly. So, why don't we start in Singapore, a nation that's really put AI at the front and center of its traffic management?
Yeah. And, given Singapore's situation, limited land, super high population density, they really need some advanced solutions to keep things moving smoothly. And that's where AI comes in. They've got this plan called Smart Mobility 2030, and AI is like the core of it. The goal is to use AI to optimize traffic flow across the entire island.
Okay, so let's break down how they're actually doing that. From the sources you shared, it looks like they have a pretty impressive integrated system in place, like over 12,000 sensors and CCTV cameras gathering real-time traffic data. That's a lot of information to
Oh,
process.
it's a massive amount of data.
Yeah.
But that's where the power of AI really comes in, right? They're using AI-powered analytics to constantly adjust traffic signal timings based on what's actually happening on the roads. And they can even anticipate potential congestion hotspots before they actually form. So it's not just reacting, it's about predicting and being proactive.
That's fascinating. And they have specific systems set up to achieve this. There's this thing called the Green Link Determining System, or GLID. It sounds like a pretty dynamic way to control traffic lights.
Yeah, GLID is really interesting. It's all about real-time control. So instead of traffic lights just changing at preset times, like every 30 seconds or whatever, GLID uses AI to look at the actual traffic flow coming up to the intersection
Yeah.
and then adjusts how long the green light stays on. And
Yeah.
the clever part is it also learns those daily traffic patterns, when it's busier, when it's quieter. So it can actually fine-tune those signal timings based on historical data as well. And according to the Land Transport Authority, this intelligence system has actually helped reduce waiting times at traffic signals by a whopping 20%.
Wow, that's a significant improvement. And then there's their electronic road pricing, or ERP. We've all heard of congestion charges in big cities, but Singapore's system seems to have this extra layer of AI-driven sophistication to it.
Yeah, they're not just slapping on a fixed charge. Their ERP system uses AI to adjust toll prices in certain zones, especially during peak hours. So the AI is constantly watching real-time traffic and tweaking the toll up or down to manage the flow of vehicles. It's all about incentivizing drivers to maybe choose a different route or use public transport when the roads are jammed and the tolls are high. And it's been pretty effective. They've seen about a 15% reduction in traffic going into the city center during rush hour.
So it's like they're actually using pricing as a tool to influence driver behavior. That's really interesting. And AI's influence in Singapore goes beyond the roads themselves, right? They're also using it for public transport, like this predictive maintenance system for their subways and buses. Sounds like a smart way to prevent delays and keep things running smoothly.
Exactly. We've got all these sensors embedded in the trains and buses, and the AI is constantly analyzing the data coming from those sensors. The idea is to spot those early warning signs, like subtle anomalies that might indicate a part is about to fail. That way, they can do preventative maintenance before anything actually breaks down and causes major disruptions for commuters. And the results are pretty impressive. They've seen something like a 30% reduction in subway delays, specifically caused by those mechanical failures.
That's a huge difference. And then there's the My Transport SG app, which sounds like a must-have for anyone getting around in Singapore. It uses AI to give personalized route recommendations.
Yeah, it's incredibly popular over there. Like over 70% of Singaporeans use it. And the AI behind it is really clever. It looks at real-time traffic conditions, it takes into account historical traffic patterns for that time of day, and even factors in the latest weather forecast. Then it crunches all that data to suggest the best route for each individual user. And on average, people using the app are saving about 15% on their travel time.
Wow, so you've got optimized traffic lights, dynamic pricing, reliable public transport, and an intelligent journey planning app. When you put it all together, it seems like the impact of AI in Singapore is pretty transformative.
Oh, it definitely is. They've seen like a 25% overall reduction in traffic congestion. Downtown public transport usage is up 15%, and there are even 20% fewer traffic accidents. And of course, less congestion means cleaner air, which is a big plus for everyone.
Absolutely. And the key to all of this seems to be their integrated transport data platform. It sounds like this platform is essential for making their whole system work so effectively.
It's like the brain, right? It brings together all these different data streams, not just from the transportation systems, but things like weather data, information about scheduled events, even anonymized data about how people are moving around. And then all this data is shared across different government agencies and some private sector partners too. So it's really a collaborative effort to, you know, find innovative ways to keep the city moving.
It sounds like they're really thinking long term too. They have this goal of having a fully autonomous public transport network by 2030.
Yeah, that's their vision. They're really pushing the boundaries of future mobility and building this really strong foundation with all these AI-powered systems. It's going to be interesting to see how it develops.
Okay, let's switch gears now and head over to Barcelona, which is known for being a real pioneer in the smart city movement. They're really focused on using AI to optimize a whole range of services and make life better for the people who live there.
Yeah, Barcelona is really interesting because their digital city plan isn't just about transportation. It's about using AI to improve pretty much every aspect of the urban environment, like making it more efficient, more sustainable, and really responsive to the needs of the people living there.
And they have this platform called Sentilo, which is described as an open source sensor platform. What kind of data are they collecting through this network?
Sentilo is pretty comprehensive. They've got over 10,000 sensors all over the city, gathering real-time data on all sorts of things. The obvious stuff like traffic flow, air quality, but also things like noise levels, how full the trash cans are, even parking availability.
Wow, that's granular. So how do they actually use AI to transform all that raw data into, you know, actual benefits for the city and the people?
Well, one of the coolest examples is their smart street lighting system. They've swapped out the old lights for energy-efficient LEDs, and those LEDs have motion sensors.
Okay.
So the AI analyzes how people and vehicles are moving around, you know, where the foot traffic is, and it automatically adjusts the brightness of the lights. So in areas where there's not much activity, the lights dim down to save energy, and then they brighten up when someone approaches. It's a simple idea, but it's had a big impact. They've cut energy consumption for street lighting by like 30%, which is saving them about 3.7 million euros a year.
That's a win-win, both for the environment and their budget. And they're applying AI to another really fundamental city service waste management. I'm curious about these smart trash cans. How do those work?
So each bin has a sensor that's keeping track of how full it is, sending that data back to the system. Then the AI takes over and uses that data to optimize the routes for the garbage trucks. So they're only going out when they need to, and they're going to the bins that are actually full. No more wasted trips. It saved them about 20% on waste collection costs, and it means there are fewer garbage trucks clogging up the streets, which is good for traffic and air quality.
That's a clever use of AI to make a pretty mundane service much more efficient. And it's not just about moving stuff around. They're also using AI to manage precious resources like water. Like, how are they using AI in their parks and green spaces?
Yeah, they've got this smart water management system. They've placed sensors all around the parks and green areas, and those sensors are tracking things like soil moisture, temperature, and rainfall.
Yeah.
Then AI crunches all that data and figures out exactly how much water each area needs, and then it automatically adjusts the irrigation schedule. They've managed to cut water usage in those public green spaces by about 25%, which is huge, especially in a place like Barcelona with its Mediterranean climate.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And Barcelona is really well known for its focus on citizen participation. But it's really interesting that they're even using AI in their digital democracy platform, Decidim Barcelona. How does that work?
Decidim Barcelona is like an online forum where citizens can share ideas for improving the city and participate in discussions about, you know, policy decisions and stuff. And the cool thing is AI is used to analyze all the feedback that comes through the platform.
Oh, I see.
So it can spot those recurring themes, gauge public sentiment on certain issues, and basically help policymakers understand what the people really want. And they take it seriously, too. It's reported that over 70% of the ideas that have gained traction on the platform have actually ended up influencing city policy. So citizens really have a voice in shaping their city.
That's awesome. So looking at the big picture, Barcelona's approach seems to be delivering some pretty impressive results across the board.
Yeah, definitely. They've seen like a 25% drop in energy consumption across the city,
yeah.
A 17% reduction in water usage, traffic congestion is down 21%, and air quality has improved by 15%. Plus, satisfaction with digital services is up 30%. So it's really making a difference in people's lives.
And it seems like open data is a big part of their strategy, just like in Singapore. They have this open data BCM portal, right?
Yeah, they've made a ton of data sets publicly available through that portal. They want businesses and individuals to be able to use that data to create new services, apps, and insights. And it's led to over 150 new apps being developed, which is pretty cool.
That's great. I mean, you have this interesting concept of technological sovereignty. Can you explain what that means in terms of their smart city work?
Basically, it's about making sure that the city keeps control over its own technology and doesn't become too reliant on any one company or proprietary system.
Okay.
So they prioritize open source software and really emphasize protecting citizens' data rights. It's all about ensuring that technology serves the people and doesn't, you know, create these weird dependencies.
That's a really important consideration, especially as cities become more and more reliant on technology. Okay, let's move on to London now. Another global city with a huge and very complex transportation system, and they're using AI to tackle that age-old problem of traffic congestion.
Yeah, London's transportation system is like this massive, intricate web, right? Millions of journeys happening every day, all these different modes of transport. They really need some smart solutions to keep it all running smoothly. And that's where AI comes in. Transport for London, or TfL as they call it, has this predictive traffic management system that leans heavily on artificial intelligence.
And they must be collecting an absolutely colossal amount of data in real time to make that work. I mean, from traffic lights to CCTV cameras, buses with GPS, the Oyster card system. And then they're even factoring in things like social media and the weather. It's mind-boggling.
It is. They've got data streaming in from over 9,500 traffic lights, 1,800 CCTV cameras all across the city. They're tracking the real-time location of 8,600 buses through GPS. And then there's all that anonymized travel data from the Oyster card system. But it doesn't stop there. They're also tapping into social media to see what people are saying about traffic. They're integrating weather forecasts, even taking into account scheduled events that might impact traffic.
So how do they use all that data for their predictive congestion management? How accurate are their predictions and what kind of actions can they take?
Well, their AI is pretty good at predicting congestion. They're claiming like an 85-90% accuracy rate. So they can anticipate where and when traffic is likely to build up, and then they can act before it gets really bad. Like if the AI sees that there's going to be a big football match on the same day as a thunderstorm, they know there's a high chance of traffic chaos. So they can proactively adjust traffic signal timings in that area, maybe add extra buses or tube trains to handle the increased demand. That kind of early intervention can make a huge difference. They're saying they've been able to improve their response time to predictable congestion by anywhere from 30 minutes to a couple of hours.
That's amazing. And they also use AI for real-time adjustments with their dynamic signal control system, or Scoot. How does that system work in response to live traffic conditions?
Scoot is all about keeping things flowing smoothly. It's constantly monitoring traffic volume, queue lengths at intersections, even pedestrian flow. And then it tweaks the traffic light timings to optimize everything in real time. It's particularly useful when there's an unexpected disruption, like an accident or roadworks. Scoot can adjust the lights to minimize the impact of those events. And thanks to this system, they've seen about a 13% reduction in traffic delays across the entire city.
That's pretty impressive. And for public transport users, they have the iBus system, which uses AI to predict bus arrival times. We see those kinds of features in a lot of cities now. But what makes London's system stand out?
Well, they're getting some pretty accurate predictions, around 87% accuracy. Mm. And the reason it's so good is that the AI doesn't just track where the buses are.
Mm-hmm.
It also factors in things like real-time traffic conditions, the weather, even how many people are typically getting on and off at certain stops at different times of day. All that information feeds into those arrival time estimations you see on the app or the digital displays at bus stops.
It sounds like they're really going the extra mile to make public transport as reliable as possible. And they're even using AI for traffic accident prevention by analyzing all the footage from those CCTV cameras they have everywhere.
Yeah, this is a really interesting application. The AI is trained to recognize those potentially dangerous situations, you know, like if a car breaks down and blocks a lane or people are walking where they shouldn't be. The AI can also spot those sudden changes in traffic flow that might indicate something's wrong.
Yeah.
And when it detects something, it sends an alert to the control center so they can respond quickly, potentially even preventing accidents before they happen. And this system has been credited with a 17% drop in the overall traffic accident rate in London, so it's definitely making a difference.
So it's a safety win as well.
Yeah.
So taking all this together, it seems like London's AI-powered approach is really making a positive impact on their complex transportation network.
Absolutely. They've seen an 18% reduction in congestion overall. Public transport usage is up 12%, and emissions from transport have dropped by 14%, which is significant for a city as large as London. So they're moving towards both greater efficiency and sustainability.
And another theme we've seen before, data integration and openness seem to be crucial. They have this unified API, which makes their transport data accessible to developers.
Exactly. They've got over 14,000 developers using that data to create all sorts of apps and services. There are something like 600 different apps out there based on this data, and about 42% of Londoners are using at least one of these apps every day. So it's really making a tangible difference in how people get around and interact with the city.
That's a great example of how open data can really empower both developers and citizens. Now let's travel to Dubai, a city known for its love of technology and its ambition to become a truly leading smart city. And transportation is definitely a key focus area for them.
Oh yeah, Dubai is all about embracing the latest and greatest tech. And their Dubai Autonomous Transportation Strategy makes it clear that they're betting big on intelligent and self-driving systems for the future of their transportation network.
And they've already got autonomous public transport up and running with the Dubai Metro, right? How is AI helping to keep that system operating smoothly and efficiently?
The Dubai Metro is a great example of AI in action. The whole operation is pretty much automated through these sophisticated AI systems. The AI controls the trains, manages the stations, oversees the safety protocols. It's really impressive. And it's also constantly analyzing data on how many passengers are using the system at different times.
Okay.
Based on that data, the AI adjusts train speed and frequency to keep things running smoothly and avoid overcrowding. They're adding more trains at peak times and adjusting schedules when things are quieter. And it's super reliable, too. The Dubai Metro has a punctuality rate of like 99.7%, which is amazing.
That's incredibly reliable. And they've also been trialing self-driving buses, haven't they? How's that pilot program going?
Yeah, they've been running that since 2019, and it's showing a lot of promise. These buses are packed with sensors, radar, LiDAR, cameras, and they're all hooked up to those sophisticated AI algorithms that handle navigation and decision-making. And so far, so good. They've already clocked over 100,000 kilometers with no accidents, and people seem to like them too. The user satisfaction rate is around 92%.
It sounds like those trials are going really well. And beyond public transport, Dubai is also using AI for smart traffic management with their Smart Traffic Monitoring Center. What does that involve?
So this center is gathering data from over 5,000 CCTV cameras that are strategically placed all over the city's roads. And that data is combined with information from in-road sensors and GPS. And they're using AI to constantly analyze all this data and look for anything unusual.
Like what?
Like traffic accidents or if congestion starts building up in a particular area.
Yeah.
When the AI spots something, it triggers an alert to the traffic management teams and can even suggest the best course of action to take. So it helps them respond much faster. They've managed to cut their average response time to accidents from around 12 minutes down to just 4 minutes, which can be critical in an emergency.
That faster response time could be life-saving. And they're even applying AI to something that a lot of cities neglect, road infrastructure maintenance.
Yeah, that's often an afterthought, but Dubai is taking it seriously. They have this smart road inspection system where they're using high-resolution cameras and special sensors mounted on vehicles to scan the condition of the roads.
Okay.
The AI analyzes all that visual and sensor data to find things like potholes, cracks, and any kind of damage. This helps them prioritize maintenance and focus their resources where they're needed most, and is proving to be very effective. They've cut road maintenance costs by about 25% and seen a 30% reduction in accidents caused by bad road conditions.
It's amazing how AI can be applied to so many different aspects of city life, from those big picture traffic flows to those smaller but still really important things like road maintenance. And then they have the smart parking system, which sounds like it could be a real game changer for drivers in a city like Dubai.
Oh, yeah. Finding a parking spot in a busy city is the worst. But their system is making it a lot easier. They've put sensors in parking lots all over the city to track availability in real time, so drivers can use an app to see where the open spots are.
That's handy.
And the AI is actually learning parking patterns. So in some areas, you can even pre-book a parking space. They're using AI to predict where those open spots are going
to
be.
Wow, that's taking it to a whole new level.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And it's making a real difference. They've cut the average time people spend looking for parking from about 20 minutes down to 5.
Right.
Plus, all those cars driving around aimlessly searching for a spot, that adds to congestion. So this system is helping to reduce that as well.
It sounds like they've really thought this through. And to make things even smoother, they have an integrated transportation payment system using the NOL card. Does AI play a role in that system too?
It does. The NOL card is like a universal payment card for all forms of public transport in Dubai. And the AI is analyzing how people are using their cards, their travel patterns and stuff.
Okay.
And based on that data, it can offer personalized fare recommendations and even discounts for people who use the system frequently. It's all about making it more convenient and cost-effective for people to use public transport.
It's really impressive how Dubai is weaving AI into all these different aspects of their transportation network.
Yeah, and it's paying off. They've seen a 20% reduction in overall traffic congestion. Public transport ridership has gone up by 25%, and they've managed to cut those transport-related carbon emissions by 17%. Plus, there's been a significant decrease in traffic fatalities, which is fantastic.
And it sounds like this is all driven by strong leadership and a real willingness to invest in these smart transportation systems.
Absolutely. They've set this ambitious goal of having 25% of all transportation in Dubai be autonomous by 2030. And they're putting their money where their mouth is to make it happen. Their vision is to have this seamlessly connected, super intelligent transportation network that makes getting around easier, safer, and more sustainable for everyone.
Finally, let's talk about Hangzhou, China, and their incredibly ambitious City Brain project. This is taking the idea of smart city management to a whole other level, using AI to try and manage almost every aspect of this megacity.
Yeah, Hangzhou is a fascinating case study. This is a huge city with all the typical problems that come with rapid growth, traffic pollution, all that stuff. So back in 2016, the city government teamed up with the Alibaba Group to create this City Brain project. And their goal was nothing less than to create a single integrated AI-powered system to manage pretty much everything in the city. They're using AI and big data to tackle all these complex urban challenges.
And they're gathering an incredible amount of data to feed into that system. I mean, over 500,000 CCTV cameras and who knows how many other sensors. That's just mind-blowing.
It is. They've got over 500,000 cameras throughout the city, plus sensors and traffic lights, environmental sensors and public facilities. It's a huge network. And they're pulling in something like 1,000 terabytes of data every single day. All that data gets processed and analyzed on Alibaba's cloud platform, which is one of the most powerful in the world.
So one of the first things they focused on was optimizing traffic flow, which is something that Singapore and London are also tackling. What kind of results have they seen?
They've got this system that does real-time monitoring and automatic traffic signal adjustments at over 1,300 intersections throughout the city. The AI is constantly learning and adapting to the traffic patterns based on the time of day, the day of the week, and even things like special events. And the results have been really impressive. They've managed to reduce the average travel time on major roads by 15.3%.
Wow, that's a huge time saving for people in a city as big as Hangzhou. And they're also using that massive network of cameras and AI to quickly detect incidents happening all over the city.
Yeah, the AI is constantly scanning all that live footage from the CCTV cameras, looking for things like traffic accidents, illegal parking, even road damage. And when it sees something, it immediately alerts the right city department so they can respond quickly. This has made a massive difference in response times. They've cut the average time it takes for emergency services to arrive after an accident from about 15 minutes down to just 3 minutes.
That kind of rapid response can literally save lives. And they've even developed an AI system to give priority to emergency vehicles to make sure they can get to where they need to go as fast as possible.
Yeah, it's a really clever system. The AI figures out the quickest and most efficient route for ambulances and fire trucks. considering all the real-time traffic conditions. And then it actually talks to the traffic light system and turns the lights green all along that route so the emergency vehicles can get through without having to stop. They're saying it's helped cut emergency vehicle arrival times in half.
That's incredible. But the City Brain Project goes far beyond just transportation and emergency response, right? They're integrating all sorts of city services into this system.
Yeah, it's incredibly ambitious. Like in terms of public safety, they're using AI to analyze CCTV footage for suspicious behavior. And they're even using facial recognition to help find missing people and track criminals. That's helped bring down the crime rate in public spaces by 48%.
That's a big improvement.
And then there's environmental management. They've got this network of sensors monitoring air quality, water quality, and noise pollution. And the AI is using that data to trigger things like traffic restrictions if pollution levels get too high in a certain area. On average, air quality in Hangzhou has improved by about 15% thanks to these measures. They're even using AI to manage energy use in public buildings, streetlights, and traffic signals, which has led to a 12% drop in energy consumption. And they're making it easier for people to access city services through a mobile app that's linked to Alipay.
Oh, right. I read about that. They even have an AI-powered chatbot to answer people's questions.
Exactly. You can do over 200 different things through this app. Pay your traffic fines, schedule doctor's appointments, all kinds of stuff. And the chatbot is available 24/7 to help you navigate it all. They get over 5 million inquiries through that chatbot every month, and the satisfaction rate is 92%, so people seem to like it.
It sounds like the City Brain Project is really living up to its name, making Hangzhou a much smarter and more livable city.
It really is. They've seen a 23% reduction in traffic congestion overall. Emergency response times are down 49% on average. It takes 86% less time to process public service requests, and overall satisfaction with city services has jumped by over 30%. Those are some pretty impressive results.
And just like we saw on the other successful examples, the partnership between the Hangzhou government and Alibaba seems to have been crucial.
Yeah, it's a great example of what can be achieved with a strong public-private partnership. The government provides the data and the infrastructure, and Alibaba brings the technology and the computing power to make sense of it all. And they've been really proactive about making that data open and accessible, which has helped to foster a culture of innovation.
And this whole model is now being copied by other cities in China, so it's clearly something that works.
Yeah, the City Brain framework is now being used in over 40 other cities across the country. And Hangzhou is already thinking about what's next. They're talking about expanding it to cover things like industrial production, urban planning, even disaster management, and they're looking at ways to make the AI even more autonomous, moving towards what they call an autonomous city. So it's really exciting to see where they go from here.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from Singapore's sophisticated traffic management to Barcelona's holistic smart city vision, London's predictive transport, Dubai's embrace of autonomous vehicles, and Hangzhou's citywide AI brain. It's clear that AI is already having a huge impact on how cities function and how people live in them. What are some of the key takeaways from all these examples? What are the essential ingredients for success when it comes to implementing AI in transportation and urban management?
Well, I think there are a few really clear themes that emerge from these case studies. First, you need to have a really strong commitment to data integration and openness. The ability to gather all that data from different sources, make sense of it, and share it effectively is absolutely crucial. Second, you need strong collaboration between different city departments. You can't have everyone working in silos. You need people from different areas working together to solve those complex interconnected problems. Third, public-private partnerships are really important. Those partnerships between governments and tech companies can really accelerate progress by combining the strengths of both sides. And finally, it's all got to be focused on the people. The technology is just a tool, and the goal should always be to make life better for the citizens.
And looking to the future, what are some of the big trends that you see shaping this field?
I think we're going to see more and more cities using digital twin technology, where they create these really detailed virtual replicas of their cities that they can use for simulation, planning, and prediction. And the AI algorithms are going to keep getting smarter and more powerful, which means they'll be able to predict problems further in advance and maybe even solve them autonomously.
And as cities become more and more reliant on AI, what are some of the important things we need to be thinking about?
Well, data privacy and security are obviously huge concerns, and we need to make sure we're using these powerful technologies responsibly and ethically. We don't want to create those dystopian scenarios where people's lives are being controlled by algorithms.
No, definitely not. It's all about using technology to empower people and create a better future for everyone. And I think that's the ultimate goal here, isn't it? To use the power of AI to build those smarter, more efficient, more sustainable, and ultimately more livable cities for all of us.
Absolutely. And I think these examples we've talked about today show that it's not just a pipe dream, it's actually happening. We're seeing some really amazing things already, and the potential is enormous. It's a really exciting time to be following this field.
It really is. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the AI-powered city, I think it's clear that AI is no longer just a futuristic concept. It's a real force for change, and it's already making a tangible difference in people's lives. And the key ingredients for success seem to be pretty clear: open data, collaboration, a focus on the needs of the citizens, and a commitment to using this powerful technology for good. So for you.